Hiya, it's Wildcards. I'm Amelia Bonnet, and I've got Adam Smith, Dan Morgan, Craig Cannon, Leanne Prescott, Neil Atkinson with me. I mean, what a jam-packed Skype chat this is. I could barely fit you all in. How's everyone doing? Craig's got a brew. Dan's got a lovely headset that looks like he's Britney circa 2006.
That's what I was going for.
How are we all doing?
I'm desperately trying to pin Dan to my video so I can just look at his lovely new hair.
Lovely face. When we do our usual gym class, and now doing Zoom gym classes, and I like to just pin one girl to the screen and just watch her for the entire hour, just to then make her feel really under pressure. To be like, stop on those burpees, Faye. Are you? Is that an interesting spot? Just so that she knows someone's watching her for accountability. Some would call it bullying. Right. So we had some great categories this week. I'd say they're the best Wildcards categories we've had in lockdown. So buckle in. For LFC present, your options were Wijnaldum's contract, which stormed ahead on 63.1%. The ones that you didn't want us to talk about were Origi's future on 20% or Shaqiri's stay or go on 16%. So it is Jeannie Wijnaldum that we will be talking about today. Obviously, his contract isn't running out just yet. It's 2021. He's on a five-year contract, but it is a question on the horizon. They're not too immediate horizon, but, you know, it's something to think about. Who knows when we'll be out of lockdown. Dan, what happens to Jeannie Wijnaldum when his contract runs out?
I probably think he will sign one before that point comes. I do think that will probably be the case. It's just maybe some of these are more protracted than others. I do think it's interesting, though, that he can come to represent part of this whole post-lockdown COVID-19 world in many senses, in that I think that you might start to see footballers sort of around Wijnaldum's age, 28, 29, now looking at the final payday, and in general looking at boxing themselves off a bit more financially, because it is a short career, and if this has taught them anything, it's probably that it's even shorter. And I don't think anyone can really blame them for that.